News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. News Talk reporter is outside Newry Crown Court, where today the trial of Jeffrey Donaldson and the trial of facts of his wife Eleanor will begin. Emily, maybe we might begin there with the dividing line between trial and trial of facts. What's a trial of facts?
Yeah, so this is actually the first time a lot of people who work in the courts have actually heard of this. It's something that doesn't happen in the Republic, but it does happen up here in the North, and even at that, it's still very rare that it does come up. So essentially, the judge rules that Eleanor is unfit to stand a criminal trial, and that's because of her mental health issues, which were actually delaying both trials to begin in the first place. They've been delayed twice now because of her poor mental health. So instead, the jury will be asked to determine if she committed the offences, but she can't be found guilty or go to jail. So essentially, the jury has to decide if the prosecution's case is convincing, while also recognising the fact that she is deemed medically unfit to actually take part in proceedings, she'll be represented by a lawyer, but the defendant can still be acquitted of the charges. And whether both of the trials, the trial of both Jeffrey and Eleanor, are still going to run at the same time, but the potential outcomes are very different.
And of course, none of that legal subtlety applies in the case of Jeffrey Donaldson. He's facing 18 charges.
Yes, yeah, so 18 charges, including, of course, rape, which is the biggest one there, and gross indecency with or towards a child and indecent assault on a female on dates between 1987 and 2008. Now, his wife Eleanor is charged with 5 counts of aiding and abetting him in relation to those charges. Both of them deny all of
it. Said the jury will be asked to determine if she committed the offences, but she can't be found guilty or go to jail. So, essentially, the jury has to decide if the prosecution's case is convincing, while also recognising the fact that she is deemed medically unfit to actually take part in proceedings. She'll just be represented by a lawyer, but the defendant can still be acquitted of the charges. However, both of the trials, the trial of both Jeffrey and Eleanor, are still going to run at the same time, but the potential outcomes are very different.
And of course, none of that legal subtlety applies in the case of Jeffrey Donaldson. He's facing 18 charges.
Yeah, so 18 charges, including, of course, rape, which is the biggest one there, and then gross indecency with or towards a child and indecent assault on a female on dates between 1987 and 2008. Now, his wife, Eleanor, is charged with 5 counts of aiding and abetting him in relation to those charges. Both of them deny all of the charges. The offences are alleged to have been committed against 2 alleged victims, and the trial is expected to last up to 4 weeks once it gets started today. So it's going to be a pretty lengthy and detailed one.
To what extent will all of the evidence be in the public domain? Because often cases involving these kind of allegations, to protect the victims, often elements of them are held in camera.
Yeah, and it's very different this time around, because people who pay attention to these kind of trials down south will be aware of the fact that it's unusual to hear anyone being named. And of course, in this case, we do have both Jeffrey and Eleanor being named. The rules are a bit different up here. However, the victims will still remain nameless. There'll be no identifying reports that might be able to kind of trace back to them and who they are. However, it will still be, a lot of it will be in the public domain. I mean, anything that's said in front of the jury will still be out there, with, of course, strict limits around what we can say, but the public will be very aware of what's going on at all times.
And has Jeffrey Donaldson said anything in the run-up?
No, he actually hasn't appeared in the last few hearings, him or Eleanor. They weren't required to be present at any of the last few hearings. So today will probably be the first time that he's been seen in a while, when they arrive for the jury selection and the jury to be sworn in at Newry Crown Court. Of course, he has denied the charges, and he did resign as DUP leader and then was suspended from the party after the allegations emerged. But in recent months, it's been fairly quiet.
You said the trial is expected to take up to 4 weeks, and then obviously there'll be usually a delay before sentencing. When sentencing, if he is found guilty, and obviously it is very much an if at this point, what's the maximum sentence he could face?
So the maximum sentence for rape, which is, of course, the heftiest charge that he's facing here, is actually life imprisonment, which I believe in the North is about, I think it might be a small bit less than it is down south, but I will have to double check that and come back to you. But regardless, it's a life sentence, so it's a pretty tough one for him.
Emily, thank you very much. Emily Keegan, News Talk reporter there at Newry Crown Court, where the trial of Sir Jeffrey Donaldson, as you heard, the trial of facts of his wife, Eleanor, begins today. 53106, if you'd like to text us, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.